You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, this is the biggest show across the afternoons in North Alabama on WVNN, the powerhouse news station, and we enjoy being with you. 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Fri-yay, Miss Copper running the board. It's Friday. How you doing?
It is, and it's a lovely day.
It is a lovely day. I mean, I'm sitting here in the most studious studio. I've got a cup of Just Love coffee, and the door is actually open, so I can feel the breeze outside. How good is all that, right?
Oh, it is a lovely fall day.
It's a lovely fall day as we join together on Right Side Radio. Hey, listen, we got a good show for you. So I got several things. Copper, get that triple dipper sound effect ready. But first of all, I'll tell you, folks. So at 3 p.m., State Senator Arthur Orr is going to call in, and he's going to give us sort of the lowdown on how things went in the legislature last night. They did pass those two COVID vaccine mandate bills. They weren't entirely everything that we had hoped they would be. They are more than what we had. That's kind of where we are right now. I will break that down with Senator Orr in the 3 o'clock hour. 4 p.m., a friend of mine, Cameron Smith, used to work with the Alabama Policy Institute. Then he went on to D.C., did quite a bit of work up there on policy in Congress, is going to be calling in to talk about the fact that Nancy Pelosi is struggling to get votes to spend all your money. But it appears to me that they are running out of time and votes, and that's going to be an interesting dynamic. We'll get Cameron to give us his expert opinion on that. All right, Copper, hit that triple dipper sound effect.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
So here it is, triple dipper, three stories. If you were having a water cooler conversation tomorrow, if you wanted to impress your friends with your dynamic overview of events surrounding us as we speak, three things. Number one, what's going on with all these vaccine mandate bills in Alabama? And by the way, what's the update overall in terms of vaccine mandate pushback world? A lot of new things happening just overnight. Number two, the Second Amendment, your Second Amendment, your right to bear arms, is currently on display right now at the Supreme Court of the United States. They took up arguments this week, and it was fairly significant. I'll tell you more about that on your Second Amendment. And then number three is this. Biden's checkbook appears to be running out of checks. That's interesting. Biden's checkbook appears to be running out of checks. He's trying desperately to spend as much money as he can and having a hard time finding the checks to write. And so we'll break that down here in the later part of the show. But right now, I got to tell you, I mean, I'm even looking at this. I didn't know this was there. I just literally happened to click on several of my news sources just to scan the news items. And I've already prepared my show. But then I see that Attorney General Steve Marshall has something new out on 1819 News. And the title of it is, Where is the Urgency? Where is the urgency with regards to employer vaccine mandates? And I get it. That's exactly where I'm headed right now, my right side way monologue. So listen, in the military, there are certain phrases that when they're used, they create an immediate set of follow-on actions. I mean, you can do things, think about it. You can call the unit to attention. Everybody comes to attention. You get a response. You can walk into a crowded, noisy room and yell, Eddies! And the room comes to quiet order to hear what's next. You can be there in formation and the person in charge yells, Dismissed! And everybody kind of scatters. Those kind of things happen. There's certain words and verbiage that the military is trained to respond to, but there's one phrase that gets everyone's attention. It throws all things into a new gear at the complete exclusion of anything else when the call comes over the radio of troops in contact. It's a phrase that changes the moment, and it launches a set of pre-planned responses. The commander is supposed to be immediately notified. The ground quick reaction force may get spun up. The air support is on station and going hot. Mortar sections sight down their tubes. Artillery batteries prepare for indirect fire support. Any or all of these measures are employable to support friendly forces in direct contact with the enemy without delay. Troops in contact is a phrase that you hope you never have to say, or hear for that matter, but that you train for expectantly with every intent of not, I repeat, not being the response element that was too slow to respond. Troops in contact, it means lives are at stake. Friendly forces are at risk. Commanders, good commanders, always delegate to their immediate subordinates the ability to initiate predetermined responses to save life, limb, and property. And good commanders always want to be alerted to the moment so they can at least monitor, if not participate, in the response. I mean, it's their troops, right? Can you imagine a ground unit commander getting on the horn and calling his higher up to announce that troops are in contact, only be told the boss is busy and will get back to him soon? I mean, picture it. Battalion Main, Ranger 1, troops in contact. I say again, troops in contact. Request immediate close air support, Firepoint Zulu, over. Ranger 1, this is Battalion Main. Can it wait? We got a massive inspection ongoing here. Command's pretty tied up. How copy, over. Well, how about no? It doesn't work that way. Sounds crazy, right? But a little known factoid in history, by the way, in the military, is that invasion of Normandy would have gone much differently if Hitler had not created such a fear among his own subordinates about bothering him. He was asleep when the invasion commenced, and no one on his staff wanted to awaken him to get authority to move Rommel's requested reinforcements towards the enemy. Wow. Things could have changed. The fact that this matters, that troops in contact denotes a key immediate set of responses, well, it's a notion that the Biden administration does not seem to understand. And let me switch gears here for you. Keep that mindset about troops in contact, all right? Keep that phraseology in your mind, but turn it into a more civilian capacity. The fact that we've had to endure over half the pandemic under the failed leadership of the Biden administration is galling. They have used the pandemic to issue constant calls, figuratively speaking here, that troops are in contact, lives are in danger, great risk is upon us, that immediate danger is before us, that jobs should be sacrificed if you are not willing to concede to the sense of emergency that their words are trying to convey. The problem is that a little-known fact is emerging. The fact is, they don't believe it themselves. Here's my point. No one in the military should ever be caught yelling troops in contact into the microphone only to follow up with actions that aren't even to be taken seriously. Now, the pandemic's real. COVID-19 is real. I had it. My whole family had it. It sucked. But if it is such that the entire society must now be told that they should stop what they're doing, lose their jobs, sacrifice security, shut down businesses, scale back the economy, then why did the Biden administration just issue new rules through OSHA for vaccine mandates and extend the time into January? Isn't that interesting? So apparently, it's super urgent. It's got to be done. We need you to lose your job if you won't comply. Oh, by the way, we need to extend the time. You see, here's the deal. I thought his patience was wearing thin, right? I thought the pandemic of the unvaccinated was creating chaos. Well, the actual legal standard that OSHA is going to have to meet in court is to prove that workers are in, quote, grave danger, end quote, and that rules are necessary to protect them. But you know what happened? Big business got into the ear of the president. They told him they really needed him to wait till after the holidays. And Biden said, oh, okay, it can wait. Sure, let's push that back a bit. Well, I thought people were dying all around us. I thought we had to move fast. I thought we had troops in contact. What we actually have here is apparently a crank call, a power grab, a schoolyard bully who's yelling fire in the crowded movie theater to see how many people will jump up and run. If, in fact, the crisis was such that life and limb were more at risk with every passing day, then why was it that he announced all this in August and now says we can have as far out as January for the shots to be taken? Doesn't add up, does it? If my troops were in contact, I'd be looking for every immediate means to provide an overwhelming and targeted response, but I would never, never fake a troops in contact moment to see if they would just jump because I said so. The Biden administration seems to have no sense of leadership. The mandates prove that. They're another overwhelming set of proofs that Joe Biden has never led anything in his entire life, ever. He has always had the luxury of rhetoric without responsibility. So don't lie to us anymore about the deadlines and the unvaccinated killing people. If that were true, then your response would be warranted but needed much faster. The fact that life is ongoing and that you're extending the deadlines for the mandates, Mr. President, is proof that you just called troops in contact and they really aren't. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. Troops in contact. That's something you don't want to hear over the radio. But I'll tell you right now, I'm sick of hearing it from a president who has no idea what it means. Who has no idea that when you yell troops in contact, there's supposed to be an immediate response. And for him to keep extending deadlines in order to meet the holiday sales and to accommodate big business and to say things are going to be okay, we'll take a little longer, that means that it's not near the dire emergency that he says it was to begin with. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.